Yay, what's up? It's Overslept, Chris Laker. I didn't oversleep. I've been awake for hours. But I woke up, I was going to record, and then I got some text messages that had to be dealt with. And that led into some other things, and I, it's been a, let's see, it's 1:10 p.m. right now. I think I've been up since 10:30. So, but, well, I can't explain to people that, hey, no, wait till I do my podcast that nobody listens to. Well, you're listening. You're not nobody. You're a special person. Thank you. You're the best. You're my favorite people outside of my my immediate family and loved ones. Yeah, sure. Why not? Who else? There's some friends, you know, but outside of that, the people listen to this podcast. Then the people that listen to This Week in Jackin' alone. If you listen to this podcast and This Week in Jackin', you're better than the people that just listen to this podcast. And if you listen to both those things and my album, well, now we're talking. Now you're right at the top. So that's a few people. But still, just listen to this, you're good. All right. Now that I've given you all a hierarchy, I guess I should do a show. What the fuck happened with this thing? You okay? Yeah. All right. Okay, Jacqueline's got to meditate. So, what the fuck? All right, sorry, I'm had some technical difficulties. Everything's cool. FOMO, cat is laying next to me. I am in bed because the recorder's next to the bed. So I'm actually, I did not put on clothes. I have not left the house, and I am in bed. So it's in that sense, it's not like I've put in a full day and then came back to record. You know, maybe I don't need to. Well, I think for the most part, record first thing in the morning. Let's not do a show about a show. All right, enough. This is something interesting that somebody tweeted at me and Micah and This Week in Jackin'. It's a This Week in Jackin' related thing, but it's very interesting because it's on that show. And on this show, I've pondered the affliction of pedophilia. And this is like a Reddit post from a pedophile who is not molested any children, doesn't look at or download child pornography, but does look at this like kind of like Japanese drawn shit. And it's really crazy because he's married. And he has his own children. I mean, I'm not going to read this to you, but I'm hesitant to upvote it because I'm like, what does that mean? But it's a real interesting thread. Let's go to the. I know I'm going to the news right away. What am I going to tell you? 8 can't miss pieces of pop culture to catch up on this weekend. Well, let's take a look at that. That's fun. From Vox. Not Fox. Vox. V. The liberal. Fox. Is Vox. Let's see the Gorillaz. The Gorillaz new album. Love the new Gorillaz album. It's really good. Netflix's Dear White People is the best kind of binge watching. Is that going to make me feel bad? I mean, I'm a white person. I feel bad. But it's like good to feel as a white person when you feel bad. You kind of feel good that you feel bad because you're like, well, at least I'm feeling bad. these other people are like, hey, it's so tough to be white. I was a part of a conversation last night, and these guys, they're not racist guys at all, but they're talking about how it's difficult to get work in show business as a white guy. Now, I don't get I don't get work like the writing jobs as a white guy, but there's a lot of white guys working. I don't think it's because I'm a white guy. I think I just didn't get the gig. People hire their friends. But, you know, so Dear White People, the Fyre Festival. I don't know what that is to binge on, to catch up on. Then there's a book. Ain't going to read that. Sense8 Season 2 might save the world. Ooh, Sense8 Season 1 was pretty good. But I can't remember a goddamn thing. I tried to watch the Christmas Sense8 on Netflix. The Wachowskis did it. You know, the Matrix people, brother and sister. And they, I tried to watch, they had a Christmas special. I tried to watch it. I'm like, I have no fucking clue what's going on, because Sense8's so full of, it's like so dense. So it's like, am I going to rewatch season one to watch this Christmas special? I can't do that. Now I'm like season two, but I don't know. Billions is fucking good. Talking about Billions, second season, fucking good. My friend, not to be a name dropper, my friend Dan Soder, very good in that. He's a Mafite, if you watch it. Good friend of mine. We shared a bus ride in a hotel room once 6 years ago, but I talked to him all the time. He's a good dude. Very funny comic. He's a special on Comedy Central. An hour one. That's really good. All right. Trending stories. Number one, Fox News. Russian bombers. Fighter jets fly near Alaska, prompting Air Force escort. What the fuck? They're attacking Alaska? Two Russian bear bombers escorted for the first time. Well, let's hope that's not something bad. I don't know. Sounds like, well, it's probably fine. We're good friends with Russia, I thought. Number two, CNN. Alanis Morissette's ex-manager headed to prison for stealing millions. Oh, man. What happened here? Alanis Morissette. A Hollywood accountant is bound for federal prison after he used access to his famous client's money as his personal ATM. Why do these people always do this shit? It's so scary. I want to be rich and I want to have somebody take care of all my money, but they steal it. Even like Dane Cook did that, and his stepbrother or half brother. I think it was half brother. You can only trust full brother. Half brother, gonna half rip your ass off. But, poor Lance Morse lost all that money. And then you just screwed. Don't let the guy could pay it back. He probably spent it all on hookers and cocaine and bullshit. Number three, Wall Street Journal. Elon Musk desire for S-E-X leads to confusion with Model 3? I don't know what these are. Oh, Teslas. Okay. Well, that is a rich man's problem as well. These are two rich people problems. Money managers stealing your money and the name of the new Tesla. Those things fucking look cool. I'd be afraid to have a car so expensive. I don't feel like I would ever go higher than like a Honda Accord. Something like that. Maybe a Like, I don't think I could. I mean, a Prius, they're expensive-ish, but not even close to, like, Teslas and all that. You want, like, a hybrid or something. Or, but, yeah, that shit's... Okay, number four, Fox News. The six most common places where affairs start. Ooh, saucy. What do they say here? According to the American Association for Marriage and Family Therapy, national surveys have shown 15% of women and 25% of men have had a full-blown affair outside their long-term relationship. All right, so that's got to be way higher. And I, right? If that's who got caught, how much higher do you think it's got to be? It's got to be higher than that. And I, but I'm also betting that women are neck and neck. Oh, second, a number that jumps to 20% for each sex when expanded to include emotional affairs. Emotional affairs. Oh, those are the worst kind. If it's just like sex and no emotion, that's still pretty bad. Sex and emotion. Like if you got cheated on by somebody, but they also got that person like a birthday present, that's fucked up. The birthday present is like compounded with the sex, makes the sex more fucked up, but the birthday present is the most fucked up part about it. It's disgusting. I seen that shit happen. A friend of mine was single. He was dating a married woman. She like showed up to his birthday party with a present, and it just made me feel so bad for her husband. I thought he was kind of a dick for doing it, but what do you know? It's like I don't judge people like that. Being like, oh, you shouldn't date somebody or you shouldn't do that thing. It's like, you know, you got to do your thing in this world. But like, I like no dudes that like. It's kind of gross to. I think it's kind of gross, but at the same time, you can't sit around judging people for their shit. But her, I judged because I didn't know her, and she. I guess there's probably some kind of man thing, you know. Like if it was a dude, if it was like a woman I knew dating a married man, and he brought her a birthday present, I'd probably. I would still think he's a scumbag, but I'd be less judgmental because I'm a dude. It's hard to shake the all that misogyny that's and kind of just based in you siding with your team. Emotional affairs. Okay. When you think of a cheating partner, you may picture a bar or nightclub, but that's actually not on the top places people meet their affair partners. Of course, that's work. Absolutely. It is at work. Look, it's, I mean, I'm, geez, my stomach's making all sorts of weird noises. I hope the microphone's not picking that up. If it is, sorry, but it's my, I don't know what it is. I ate late last night. Maybe, I guess that's it. Let's see. Top places, marriage expert and author of the books. 9 signs your partner may be cheating. Let's see. Okay. Jesus. I'm sorry if that's getting picked up on the mic. All right. Learning to trust your... How could you do this to me? Learning to trust after betrayal. Can't do it. About the top places, but in fair start. Okay, so here are the top places. 1, the office. Easy. The workplace is traditionally the place where people have the most affair. I mean, it's like you spend all day around those people. Even, I mean, I haven't worked in an office a long time, in a few years, but I remember I was messing around. I was single. But the woman who had the cubicle next to me, she was like, she had a boyfriend. She didn't live with him, though. Yeah, that to me is kind of a division. She wasn't living with him, but she had a boyfriend. She felt like guilty, but it was like, you know, we were just cubicles next to each other. It's just like, there's something about that. Eventually, I mean, not necessarily. If I was in single, I probably wouldn't have messed around with her. No, we didn't have sex. But it was just, there's something about every day. You see the person, you talk. Hey, let's get some lunch. Hey, let's go after work. Hey, you want to go to the strip club? Yeah, you know, that's how it went. At the gym. Okay, I wouldn't know about that. That's when you're in your gym, you're displaying your body. I guess if you're really fit. I don't know. Because it's like, I guess people do mean at the gym. It's on the list. Okay, on social media. Oh, yeah. That's got to be way up there. All these people. See, that chick from high school got divorced. Or the guy, whoever. You're like, hey, how you doing? Done. I've heard a lot of marriages break up over their Facebook. Four, through a social circle. Proximity is key. Had a volunteering gig. Don't let your partner, husband or wife, volunteer for anything. They're going to fuck. They're going to go to that soup kitchen and get laid. In church, of course. In church. Everybody's fucking in that church because you're talking about all the stuff you're not supposed to do. All right. Thanks, Fox News. Useful info. All right. Hope none of you. So if you are worried about your partner, spouse, or whatever cheating on you, don't let them go to work or church or volunteer or the gym. Keep them at home. I don't do any of those things. That's why I'm such a loyal partner, boyfriend, or whatever. Because I don't go to, well, yeah. I don't go to church. I don't volunteer. I should volunteer, but I won't fuck anybody at the soup kitchen. I wouldn't do that. That seems gross. It just seems like such a nice thing. I think I'm going to go. There's really not much else to say. Oh, going to be in Bloomington, Indiana in July. Just added that date to the books with Mike Birbiglia and Jacqueline Novak. Going to be a fun show. Anybody in that area, get over to the Comedy Island, get tickets. That'll sell out quick for sure. Because of Mike, not because of me. Maybe Jacqueline has some fans there, but maybe a couple of you guys live somewhere around there. I don't know. So get on it. So got that this weekend, of course, West Nyack. Then 2 weeks from now, Levittown, Long Island. 3 weeks from now, Cleveland. And then in July, we got Rochester and now Bloomington. August, DC Improv. Just me and Jacqueline. Going to be a fun show. If you live in the DC area, please, for the love of God, come to that show. Because we need to, it's just the two of us, we need to get our people out. So if any of you, if you live in, it's like two shows, one night, Saturday night, August 5th, I want to say. I know it's a ways out, but, you know, the earlier buy tickets, the better it looks for us. And if you come, we will definitely, at least, we'll take pictures, hang out, whatever. It'll be a fun time. And that's it. All right, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. We love you.